Michigan like no one else. This is the Michigan Talk Network.
All right. We good to go?
All right.
All right, bring that down for a second. I need some disco music here. I need some disco music for the One Night Only, starring Stormy Daniels. She storms the stage and find out what had the commander-in-chief standing at attention. This is the garbage, by the way, that the news media would like to share with you. Stormy Daniels, One Night Only on CNN. Show what it takes. And so on and so forth. By the way, Stormy Daniels says on CNN, the Trump scandal's been good for business. No kidding. And for $25, you too can see Stormy at one of her 27 shows across the country. Currently on tour is Stormy Daniels, making lots of money off from this tawdry nonsense. My next guest here, Megan Barth. Megan, how are you?
I'm doing great. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. I'm sure Stormy will be, she'll probably have her own show there in Vegas for a period of time now, I would think, where you live.
Right, exactly. Like maybe a little cabaret, a little bum, chicka bum, bow, you know, really appealing. I'm wondering how many people are buying her tickets. Is she like the D-list Kathy Griffin? I mean, she hasn't severed its head yet, but I mean, she's kind of on that trajectory, don't you think?
Well,
anyone that tangos with Trump ends up either insane or on the losing end of the stick.
Yeah,
and
right,
I think
no
probably by next week, her 15 minutes of fame will be over, considering, and I don't know if you caught this, I mean, CNN went to her show, I guess, or her little soiree there.
But I mean,
visited a hooker that was imprisoned in Taiwan, I think it was, in order to dig up some dirt, because, you know, hookers and porn stars are credible.
Well, of course they are. You know, interesting that the porn, I don't know about the hooker.
I
heard about it. I mean, I get that. But the porn star said a few months ago it never happened. Oh, now it did happen. Oh, look how great it is for business. And you know what? Who cares? But that's what CNN wants to follow, because Lord forbid that they would talk about a sit-down meeting with Kim Jong-un, which, by the way, I just mentioned this a couple of times today on the program. I don't have much use for Jimmy Carter as a whole, but he's... as wrong as he's been so many times, he is honest. He believes what he believes. He just was wrong about a lot of things. And he says it's a good thing to sit down with Kim Jong-un to avoid nuclear war. I would happen to agree with that idea, that if you could make progress, you would do that. But you listen to the chattering heads on MSNBC and CNN. Oh, my God, Donald Trump, he has no idea what he's doing. He's going to get taken advantage of. It's all over. I mean, really?
Well, they also said that the tax cuts are going to be Armageddon and people are going to die.
But
I'm old enough to remember as well, is the left was cheering, including their sycophants in the media, were cheering when Barack Obama said he would sit down without preconditions with Ahmadinejad, with that dictator, with that crazed dictator. That was fine.
He also,
go ahead, sit down any time without anything, just whatever you need to do, Barack, you go rock it.
Well, remember this. He also sat down with another dictator with no conditions and had a beer and hot dogs and watched baseball with Fidel Castro.
Right. Yes.
Let's not forget that part, you know, and let's not forget that Castro murdered his own people, doesn't allow freedom of speech, you know, executes people who try to come to the United States, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, that was Shay Cool, too. I mean, I don't, you know, the radicalism of Barack Obama cannot be overstated. And we must talk about him in that sense, from that lens. He was a radical leftist raised by a communist. So when we look at his history, we can kind of understand where we're going if we allow the left to continue their politics of personal destruction, their identity politics, their cultural Marxism, with the rising stars of the hard left. I mean, I think the Democrat Party has been completely co-opted by candidates and politicians who truly hate this country. They want to fundamentally transform it. I just wrote a piece with Katie Grimes. It's just up on Reagan Babe right now. It was published about an hour ago. And it will be in hopefully in Live Zet to get a little bit more kick. But it's Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris, she's an Obama clone in waiting.
She talks
about the Me Too movement. She's at the front of the Women's March. Well, she got her start on the casting couch of Willie Brown.
Well,
she had an affair with Willie Brown when she was 29 and he was 60. And so you have all these charlatans of the left who claim
Wait, do we have that published somewhere? Hold on.
Every principle and tradition that this country was founded upon.
Do you have that in a book somewhere or something? That's interesting reporting right there. Kamala Harris and Willie
Brown.
Yeah,
people don't know that. No, I don't need it in a book. I mean, it was in the San Francisco paper. It was very widely known in California. The San Francisco Weekly reported it, which I linked to. Everybody knew
very
she
nice.
Was having an affair with Willie Brown.
Well,
her opponents, when she was running for San Francisco District Attorney, wanted to hang that little piece around her neck and her affair. But they met in 1994 when he was Speaker of the State Assembly. She was 29, he was 60, and they had a May-to-December affair. It was the talk of the town during the year before Brown's successful 1995 bid to become mayor. I mean, Mayor Brown and Assemblyman Brown was known to be a womanizer, and there were plenty of Democrat women that wanted to take him up on the casting couch, and Kamala Harris was one of them.
Interesting. Well, you know, it is California, after all. Sorry about that, but that's, you know, apparently that's what they do.
Don't apologize. I'm a refugee.
Yeah. Here we go with, but I want to look at something here because it's Kamala Harris. It's a whole host of the Democrats looking to run in 2020. You know, their strategy for this year, November, and for 2020 is Donald Trump's awful. But exclusive polling just came out from Axios and SurveyMonkey and says exactly what I've been predicting for a while. I say 3 to 5 pickups for the Republicans in the United States Senate. They say 5 straight up if the election were today because Tester, Manchin, McCaskill, Donnelly, and Heitkamp would all lose for sure. And Baldwin, Stabenow, and Brown might. And that's now. That's before we get to 3% steady GDP or 4% GDP growth in the economy and sitting down with Kim Jong-un and possibly coming up with something that works better on the Korean Peninsula. Can you imagine what's going to happen in November if that comes to pass?
Well, and the Democrats seem to forget that people don't vote based upon race or how they feel. They based on the thickness of their pocketbooks. You know, they vote with their pocketbooks. They also vote for a leader who they can trust. And so far, Donald Trump, I mean, he knocked it out of the park in Pittsburgh at that rally. I mean, sleepy SOB Chuck Todd. But outside of that, I mean, he is grabbing the union workers. He's back in his element in Pennsylvania, again, going to capitalize on the Rust Belt. You know, we'll see how these tariffs play out. It's a different condition now as it was under George W. Bush as far as the economy is concerned.
Yeah, but I want to talk about the economy when we come back.
We haven't even had the repatriation dollars come back here yet from many companies who have promised to invest hundreds of billions of dollars.
Right, and I want to talk about that as soon as we come back, so hold on.
Less people are on the government, that means less people are going to be voting for Democrats. And
that's right.
Why you see this hysteria. Because dependency breeds dependency, and it breeds Democrats.
But I've got the plan from the Democrats right in my greedy little hand here. We're going to talk about the Democrat plan for the future, for infrastructure in America, right after the break with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. By the way, the new slogan for Donald Trump revealed at that big rally in Pennsylvania, Keep America Great. That's his big deal. Keep America Great as he heads towards 2020. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. We'll be right back.